bank and
borrow.
In the 30s, money was
scarce.
Any special term for jumping into the water and hitting it flat on your stomach and making the water just splash all over?
Belly buster.
Belly buster. I was talking about sleds earlier. You use this term with those, too. When you run along on a sled and hold it up to your chest and slam down on it, take a belly buster or take a belly gutter and just scoot down the hill. And if a child puts his head down and kicks his feet and flops over on his back, you say he turned a
somersault.
And if a boy jumped into the water and you saw him paddle and come out on the other side, you'd say he didn't walk across the stream, he
dog paddled.
Or this means he did what?
Swim.
See? It's like eating candy. You get started and you can't stop. What would you say he had done?
Well, you say, really? He swam across?
Uh-huh. And if the boy got up on a board and bounced twice and then went in, you say he did what?
Dived.
Uh-huh. And if he dived in and you saw some bubbles come up and he didn't appear after an hour, you'd say probably he had
drowned. It is a wonderful way to make your living. Daddy, now you've been thinking of something else to do.
I tell you, this is a treat. The only part I don't like is driving around and trying to get the right person, because that can be an awful chore. Well, I've been gone since Tuesday, and I've covered about 650 miles, and I've got one interview completed and two partial. And we'll complete this in about another hour.
Sugar, do you want to go downtown and bring some sandwiches home, or should we run down and get some sandwiches?
Just for you.
Whatever you all want to do. I'm sorry I didn't get dinner cooked.
Well,
sweetie pie,
I'll
run
go,
off.
I'll go with you.
Way up there, a school bus. And they got it.
With trading stamps, huh? Mm-hmm. Now, who redeemed these? The stamp company? Or?
Mm-hmm. It was Gun Brothers. They got it through Gun Brothers stamp.
Well,
but you could send either green or gun.
Uh-huh.
How did that work now? I've forgotten this.
Well, the picture came out.
They got their bus all right, but I don't know just how they did work it.
They went to the city, Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
Picked up the bus up there.
Uh-huh. For trading stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Seemed like it's 22 or 300 books. But then they had to pay so much tax, didn't they?
So it took so many more books to pay for the tax on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that old tax sure eats it up, doesn't it?
Boy, everybody's going to be going to Texas sure enough. See, we live so close to the border.
Yeah.
But they go over for almost all big appliances.
Oh, is that right?
Sure, you say that 2 cents on the dollar, and I heard some people talking the other day. They said, if they put this other cent, I sure am going to Texas.
Go buy cars over there, huh?
Well, I don't know about cars, but you can do that so well. You can't own cars so well, can you?
You have to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay something.
But see, on a,
but there's a lot
stove
of
or refrigerator or carpeting or bedroom seat, washer.
Gee, what's your
tractor?
No.
Can't you do a tractor?
Well, you could. I mean, there's ways of getting back. You can sell mine, but if you
want
to
really
be honest about it, you can't.
Well, what do you say a baby does before he can walk?
Crawls.
And if you see a little boy up in a tree, you'd say to him, or somebody says, how did he get up in that tree? And you say, most likely he
climbed.
And if a person goes to church and gets down on his knees to pray and then gets up, you say
he has knelt.
Uh-huh. And... hack.